Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can you just say for my own entertainment, say, ma'am, I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
I just love that sound. Aren't we one of your children?
Yes, you are.
Actually, yes. You're more of a son. I'm more of a daughter. Maybe a stepdaughter. The Daily Skippy McLiver is also very last month. So the...
What do you mean, me calling you that?
Yeah.
I'll call you that until you die. I will call you that for the rest of your life. You own that.
All right. The destination city is something I agree with.
He says, all right. Okay.
All right.
All right. Moving right along. He's unfazed. We're so cruel to each other. And it's so accepted, our behavior towards one another.
It's true.
What were you saying?
Okay. So true.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Citizens of the world.
Oh, that's very encompassing.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Places like Wachaprieg, Virginia.
Exactly.
Have that?
You nailed it.
It's not Waka.
No, it's
Waka.
Wachaprieg, which I believe is the flounder capital of the East Coast.
Really?
Yes. I've eaten there
before.
You have
more flounder there than anywhere?
Well, I think they've just got a good marketing campaign.
Is it kind of Chesapeake Bay flounder? Or is it like Atlantic Ocean flounder?
I think it's Atlantic Ocean flounder.
All right. That's good.
It's right. It's on the eastern shore down there. Yeah.
Laughlin, Nevada, they had a big biker fight there one time. I remember that. Fayetteville, North Carolina. My friend is on the air down there. If you ever get a chance to be in the Fayetteville area, give old Jeff Goldberg a listen and listen to the Goldie Show. I love when he posts about his pool. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. It's true. I like his little posts about, hey, pool's open. Halmstad, Sweden, and Florence, Italy, where I believe your daughter is in residence currently.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I can play you something really quick that's kind of funny. And by the way, Goldie was always really, really cool and very nice to me. And when I was a young radio buck, he invited me into Oldies 100 to actually see what was going on there. And he has a picture of himself as a boy with Ed Sullivan. His father was an entertainment lawyer in New York. And there's a picture of him and his dad and Ed Sullivan on the Ed Sullivan stage.
Met his dad once, I think.
Wow.
Maybe
so
not.
Cool.
I'm not sure. Why do I think I met his dad? I think I met his dad one time.
It could be.
Just
could
like
be.
The exact... I got a picture... No, I'm sorry. We were talking about something before the show. It always bleeds over
yes,
what I was going to say.
Of course.
The new girlfriend looks like the old girlfriend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It does.
Give some Robert. What's that?
Robert III.
Robert III. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was a total unrelated thing. What the hell was I doing? Oh,
yes,
welcome to the
ever
show.
Ever forward.
Yes, time to start. Time to start here on Thursday. This is Thursday. What is the date? It's May 26th,
yes.
2022. We are delighted to have you along and on board for a day. I have to alert that our listeners that not next week, but the following week, I will be not in studio, and I don't know what we're doing. Are we all taking off, or are we? Are you guys going to be here? What's going on? I forgot.
Well, I was planning on doing a show with Rob.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then next week, I was planning to do as many shows as possible as I'm in Boston.
Oh, now you're guilting me into it. Maybe I'll do some shows, too, when I'm up, when I'm in the hotel. You know?
Disney and Boston are two different animals.
How so?
Because don't they still have that?
I'll have a lot to talk about.
Don't they still have a small radio studio at Epcot? You could ask if you could use it.
Oh, I remember that. Didn't they?
Yeah,
Didn't they have a place where DJs and like the choice DJs got to broadcast from there, but we didn't?
Right.
I remember that. K-Rock was broadcasting. Put them
in the sun.
Yeah, put them out on the up by the shrubs where there aren't any people.
Put them in the sun.
We fixed that. We fixed that big time. We really did. We misbehaved.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if this is a result of Disney PR in being legitimate, or this is just I'm in some pipeline that sends out horrible stuff about Disney. But let me tell you where the Disney anxiety has come into play for, you know, and now a little bit more. If Oscar's, are you going to be in Boston next week for the whole week?
I'll be in Boston Saturday and then Hyannis for the rest of the week.
Oh, so this is your bro's summer
I'm going
place.
I'm going to live off
a little summer vacay. Live I hope off you have my, great weather.
My
up there.
Successful brother and sister-in-law's sacrifices to allow.
Wow. But you love it up there,
yeah,
right?
I love it.
And then, and, you know, it's like mi casa es su casa, right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that the way that works? And, well, I do hope you have good weather. You. And, you know, thanks for the notice. Anyway,
I'm working. What do I have to tell you?
It's funny because we used to plan these things. We don't plan as much as we should. Speaking of planning, we should start talking about the idea of getting out and seeing people again.
Yes.
Yeah. We should really do what?
We can drive there.
To Richmond?
Yes.
That's a beautiful town, Mike, with a great culture.
All right, I'm gonna take the building blocks of the show.
Yes.
Disney anxiety, not that fun. Live show, put it right back up here at the top. So I put on my show prep, live show, fun, ?
Yes.
Let me explain the way this show works, ladies and gentlemen. All right. You see that name in back of me?
Mm-hmm.
It's outside of me talking into this thing and the elements and all that you hear. I really don't have any control. I really don't. I might have an opinion asked of me, but the man with the control, the man with the power, the man that makes all the decisions.
Man behind the curtain.
The man, and he's not behind the curtain, he's right here. It's that guy with the, my screen, it's purple. It's a purple shirt.
It's a checked shirt. It's a fine red and white and
my
blue
camera,
checked.
My shot is, ass.
And
so
my shirt is red. Is it coming across as red?
No, you look very nice, and that's a good color for you. Yeah, black is really good.
Thank you.
Now that you're so, Oscar stirs the drink. So anytime I'm thinking about doing something, especially in subconsciously, if I'm thinking about doing it, and I'm worried that there's going to be some naysaying or something like that, I bring it up on the air like I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that Oscar's back from COVID. Rob is back from the liver problems.
Yes.
And COVID, although, you know, still a reality that we're going to probably have to live with for a long time. People are going to things, to shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think
there's
it's a term.
It's called the revengecation, I think it's called. When people are having revenge vacations because they missed out on
two summers. You got to be excited about going to Boston next week, going to Hyannis and going down to the beach.
They've got to come up with a better phrase than revengecation. That's like something that Carrie, what's his name from the Today Show? Carrie.
Right.
I can't think. The guy that's on the field. It sounds like a very sloppily made up word, the revengecation.
Yes.
So
yes,
we have to do something better than that.
I understand.
Carrie Sanders.
So when I thought about this, the first thing I think of when I think, oh, we haven't done a live show in a long time, and I am like, it's like my mom. I have to ask my mom. I have to ask my general manager. You know,
you don't have to ask anybody. And by the way,
No. I mean, I don't have. This isn't like I get
you asked
your
for
permission.
Miami. I gave you Miami. And then the deal in Miami was a terrible deal, so we pivoted out of that.
Yeah, so we discussed it. I don't want to overstate it.
You tell
it,
me
but
what you want, I make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I want is, I'll tell you exactly what I want.
What you really want?
Who are you smiling at and who are you laughing at over
there?
Who's making faces right now?
Well, Pony and Charlie Burney are in the other room.
Oh, I knew it was Burney.
I knew it was Burney.
And Charlie with his phone in text, like he was at a concert of sorts, writes, he never calls me. As you never call Charlie Burney.
You know, I don't enough. And you know what? Tell Charlie that what I'm going to start doing is, and through you, Oscar,
because
you can help me get things to where they need to be.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to start the rest of 2022.
Yes.
Will be the year of the gift.
Oh,
I'm going to start gifting Charlie Burney.
Okay.
Like giving him to people or giving gifts to him?
No, I'm going
to
be giving him gifts.
Like locks of hair?
No, I'm going to be giving him gifts. That's something that comes to mind that you and I have discussed before.
Okay.
So that's, and it's long overdue.
Personal massager?
back
to the live show.
Yes.
So back to the live show. I have a sense that it's been so long now that it's going to be like buckets of fun if we're able to do it. The last time we talked about it, we had thought about Miami, Florida.
Yes.
And we pulled off of that because in order for us to do a live show, ladies and gentlemen, without charging insane money for a ticket, we have to have terms at a venue that allow us to do the show, get everybody down.
At least break even, for God's sake.
Break even, yes. but at least get everybody down to where they need to be and break even at the minimum. We'd love to put a few dollars in the show coffers. When we do that, we did that the last
Reno.
Live show. Reno was the last time we did that?
Yes, I've had multiple conversations with our
The other ones, we had a lot of gang come out to Vegas, and it's expensive to fly people to Vegas.
Set pieces, you got to rent those, all kinds of things.
That was expensive. So, then we came across Zappos, and we had favorable terms there.
Yeah, we have an ally in business, Mike.
Now, what?
An ally in business. They're our ally.
Oh, yeah. Partnership. Yeah, so we're able to do that. We work with Zappos. Yeah. The last time I checked with you that the Zappos thing was...
They're open.
Because of COVID, that was
last
problematic.
Year. Mm-hmm. This year...
That we're okay this year.
This year, there might be some good options. I'd have to reach
back
out. Okay,
so we could... All right, all right.
I'm open and to that. Unless you want to go somewhere else.
It's a pretty great venue, though.
Because I found a venue in Sacramento, and the terms were not favorable either.
And really?
Really?
Yes, we tried. Yes. By the way, Sacramentans, we know there are a lot of you out there. And by the way, East Coasters, we haven't forgotten you either.
Yeah.
As far as Sacramento, we've been trying for years to, because we know what kind of crowd we would draw in Sacramento. But Sacramento, it's just hard to get in there without having to, put out so much overhead that we can't make a profit at all, and we can't break even.
There's one theater in San Francisco right before COVID hit that reached out, and I have not talked to them yet. Could be
a
possibility.
So, what I want to say, this is a modified save the date. Would I be reasonable in saying? Back on our usual schedule, November of this year, there is a possibility we might be able to get out and do a live show.
May I be frank?
Yeah.
I want to do a live show. A live show is important to us. The foundation of this show is not just built on the interaction that we have here, but is what when we had appearances prior to our live shows. The foundation of talk radio was built.
Turn him up a little bit.
Yeah, of course. I can barely hear myself. Trust me. The foundation of talk radio overall was built on interaction with listeners prior to even the podcast. Mike, you know how many appearances people have done, right?
Yeah.
On live broadcasts.
Yep. What's the point?
You know, sometimes.
I feel like I'm going to get bad news.
You're not going to
get
bad
news.
The bad news is this. If we're going to have a live show, we might want to shoot for August because... We don't know what the fall is going to hold for COVID.
No, I don't want to go anywhere in August.
Well, this is what I got to deal with, America.
Well, Mike, I'm looking right now.
He doesn't have to sweat.
I was looking at the weather, the extended weather forecast, and August in Vegas is going to be great.
I want to go in August. I want to go the week before Thanksgiving.
It's a dry heat, Mike.
No. The week after Halloween. When it's like, oh, we got all that long time until Christmas, and then we go out there and it's like, oh, but we have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It's the perfect weekend.
I just want to be strategic.
Okay. I would love, would you like to know my perfect world?
Please.
My perfect world would be not only to break even, but to make a profit for the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A massive profit.
Huge.
No, I don't care.
A master.
No, we'll never do that. And I would love to do, I would love to have the citizenry of Omera Nation to my home state, which not only has
Maine,
Connecticut,
Florida,
Connecticut.
We could do it at the Brickyard.
Zippy Deathbed You know, I'm over here just trying to make something happen. You know, I'm really trying to make something happen. And you were just over there, not a care in the world. You'll go where we send you and la-di-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, you wouldn't want me to go where you don't send me.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a good, I'm a good soldier.
Now we got to hire a sober coach.
No, you don't. I can be the sober coach now.
He will have a shadow.
Danny Trejo.
On any weekend trip that we have. It scares me. But anywho, no, he's not that kind of guy. So
we still need a coach.
Send an ice. Well, we all do. Send an ice cream coach.
We all do. We all need a coach. So what I'd like in a perfect world.
Yes.
This is, you're going to, I'm going to, I'll give it, I'll
just
give it to you
us,
straight.
Tell us what you want.
I'd love to drive to a live venue. I'd love to drive across the alley.
Like when
I'd
we
love
had
to drive over
like when we had
2 hours.
The State Theater.
I'd like to have a 2-hour drive, stay in Miami for the weekend, and have everybody come down and do a show from, you know,
is there like
Miami,
a, any sort
Miami
of
Beach.
At your golf club, is there like a multi-purpose room?
Oh,
we could rent.
We could. We 1,000% We could put Happy Valley could accommodate, but it would be there would be nothing on this side. I have to be perfectly honest.
If you want to be on this
side of the state, there's nothing going on. In Miami, everything's going on.
Yeah, right. But think about this, Mike.
What
if you are? If I and I might have heard wrong, but I've been listening. If you are proposing that we. The team here.
Right. Team TMOS.
And the great unwashed, your Omerican family could step into your world at Happy Valley and host a live show. That alone would be worth the travel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's probably ka-ching, ka-ching.
Well, I'm sure they would want to trade some sort of schedule for advertising.
Give them half
of... They probably need membership.
Half of refreshments.
Nope. No, what I'm thinking about is that's like saying, Oscar, you know, one of my daughters is going to get married there, and they'll trade it out. There's that's as likely to happen with that.
Well, aren't we that's one of your children?
yes, you are.
Actually, yes. You're more of a son.
I'm more of a daughter.
Maybe a stepdaughter.
I think, so I'm just saying in a perfect world, that would be. Now, when you talk about coming down to this side of the state, there are multiple. There is a perfect venue, but it's usually booked up because it's Broadway Palm. It's the Broadway Palm Theater. And they're
booked all year long. That's a category, by the way. If you search that, give you the Broadway Palm.
It's a perfect. It's such a perfect theater.
Yeah.
If Rob, you're a radiophile, right?
Yes.
Outside of Mike, who's your other radio god?
You know, right now, I mean, if I had to go way back, I would have to say Harv Moore. Okay. Harv Moore was.
If you could go to
Harv Moore, hi, the boy next door, Harv Moore.
If you could go to Harv Moore's
house,
his country club. And watch him do his show live.
I'm not sure he has a country club anymore. It's more of a facility.
Rob, you're a student of Oscar. Is Oscar deflecting? Is he trying to make this difficult?
You want to make it
a unique
experience.
I'm speaking to your brother.
Right now, I can't decode him, so I'm playing along.
I can't decode him either, but I'm like the whole country club thing.
If you can get it for free, trade.
I can't get it for free. I guarantee you I can't get it for free.
Yeah.
And it mixes two things that I don't choose.
What's that?
The
business and pleasure.
I keep things private.
What, you are ashamed of us?
Oscar.
God, wait, hold on, Mouth. You are ashamed of us?
You're not allowed to call me Mouth.
I'm not
That's
ashamed
his.
Of you, of course. But I'm not ashamed of you.
You said yes.
No, I'm not ashamed.
Mike, even Oscar ultimately bowed and let me come to Podville Media. Even that happened.
No, I want to do it. I want to have a little destination trip too.
You just said you wanted convenience.
What? No, it's not. Convenience is simply because, first of all, I think I have wanted to have people come to this state forever since I moved down here.
I remember
and I've
Mike
been down
saw,
here for
on the
almost
board of tourism.
A decade.
No, I just think I'd love to
have people.
I saw him
in the commercial on TV. It was him and a bushel of oranges.
By the way, right now, that sound you hear? That's Adam Stern. That's Adam Sternberg. Right now. By the way, I think I'm getting together with Adam Sternberg in a week. Actually, the Saturday after I come back, we're doing the march down here at Parkland.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, Adam and I have been in contact about that. But Miami is, here's what, this is the way I've always looked at it, Oscar, about these live shows. Yeah. I think that we are a part of a fun weekend.
Yeah,
I'll give you this. We're the central part of it. But the other parts are the camaraderie of the people that get together. The other parts are the city itself. Mm-hmm. That's why New Orleans, Las Vegas, Reno, Nevada. Yeah. That's what we are.
Miami.
What are you?
South Beach. Selling it. It's Miami. No,
he's trying to support you with music. Can y'all feel
that? I think
it is
in
a destination
world,
city.
Do you have the caddy?
It's a destination. You know, remember that? Yeah, I look at it the same way as when we used to have broadcasts from the Super Bowl.
Right.
There were cities, Tampa, Miami, New Orleans,
yes.
Los Angeles,
Detroit.
That were.
There was the Super Bowl there.
Minneapolis was just
cold.
Meh.
It was very cold.
It was insanely cold, and it didn't really do it. Atlanta was borderline. Atlanta was kind of like D.C.
Well, yeah.
It was a business city.
And also,
you know what I mean?
We caught the weirdest.
No, I shouldn't say that about D.C. because people didn't have to see that you've got the monuments and you got all that.
We had the weirdest weather break in Atlanta because one of the times we were there, it snowed.
Yeah.
At the Super Bowl.
Well, they had an ice storm.
Yeah.
They had an ice storm. And I got out of Dodge on Friday after the show.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we use our analytics to dictate the top three cities that we should choose from where our listenership is?
Well, I could tell you what that would be. It would be Washington, D.C., Sacramento, California. And I'm not sure.
I would think Baltimore,
after
Kansas,
that, but probably
Kansas City,
probably
Kansas.
Baltimore. Probably in the Miami area might surprise you.
Cincinnati,
right? I mean, do you
Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas City, Kansas, well.
Kansas,
both of them. Wichita.
Wichita. You would indicate we'd be huge in Wichita. Mm. We'd kill.
Yeah. I
Wichita,
did a show.
We got a big.
I did a show in Wichita. I did a show.
Was it sold out?
It was very crowded.
Well, then let's do it again.
With the old Don and Mike show, we went to Wichita.
Let's bring it back.
It was more of an outdoor.
Probably the most hungover.
It was an outdoor venue.
Show
yeah, it was. I was. We had Dennis in
degrees.
A cage.
How many people you think showed?
Oh, at least 6 dozen.
Uh oh.
No, there was probably a few hundred people there. It was crowded.
It was hot. No, I think that the destination cities are the destination cities. Outside of the city we have kind of promised for a long time, Sacramento, California, I like the idea of going somewhere that's a destination city, a fun city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, outside of the one that I wouldn't do is because we never established ourselves there was New York City.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to do a show in New York City. I think we'd be lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
We're not lost in the shuffle when we go to Vegas. We're not lost in the shuffle, certainly when we go to New Orleans, Louisiana. And, you know, as far as Miami, that's one of the biggies that we haven't done.
Yeah.
And I know you looked into it rather thoroughly.
There was a deal on the table.
You were disappointed, right?
There was a deal on the table. I called you. You sounded annoyed. I got right to the point, and I said, these are the
terms.
Would
you tell people, would you do me a little favor?
Yes.
And tell people why I was disappointed about that?
Because they wanted half.
Why I sounded annoyed at that?
They wanted half the door financially.
Yeah,
it's
the big one of the big promotion houses.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how they make
Yeah, but don't burn the bridge right now, please, if you want to go
I
back
have
there.
No intention okay, of, did I mention them? No. Did I mention them
no.
by name?
No. No.
But the idea of, you know, the thing about what we do, you put a table up in in a field in somebody's backyard.
Yeah. Yes.
And we can go
at a country
we can
club.
Go anywhere.
Anything's
no,
possible.
You don't understand. Doing a venue of the country, you are going to pay through the ass to do that. More than you would pay for a theater. And you probably would have trouble accommodating as many people as we would bring to the venue.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably have to cut it off at about 250, and I don't want to.
Which would command a premium.
I don't want to do premium. I don't want to just leave most people out of it. The country club idea right now, hear me clearly, is not on the table.
Not right? even with it a multi-tiered cake.
He is just working me. He is, look at his eyes. I'm getting the death stare.
At this point in our show, Mike is going to throw the garter.
Why don't we do the show from Cape Cod?
I'd love it. That'd be amazing.
At your brother's house at the beach.
Cape Cod? I can scout a place this week.
Mm.
Coming.
I'd go to Cape Cod.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. I've never been.
Cape Cod. It's
not November.
It'd be chilly in November.
Chilly Willy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be right.
No.
August in Cape Cod would be special.
You know, it's a shame that we can't just move forward.
Yeah, it's high season. That'd be expensive.
Well, if we could just move forward in time, what if we were the first show to play the new Commanders Stadium in Woodbridge? Wouldn't that be something?
All right, now see, it's one thing when you're making a joke about something that's not even real.
Would you consider
what are your thoughts? What are I'll challenge him. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts, actually,
Skippy McLiver.
Okay, that's Mike. I'm feeling much better. Thank you for bringing it up.
I don't need to do that anymore. The daily. How are you feelings are.
Well,
very, very last month.
The daily Skippy McLiver is also very last month. So the...
What do you mean, me calling you that?
Yeah.
I'll call you that until you die. I will call you that for the rest of your life.
Well,
there will be liver references for you to your life. You own that.
All right. The destination city is something I agree with.
He says, all right. Okay.
All right.
All right, moving right along. He's on face. We're so cruel to each other. And it's so accepted, our behavior towards one another.
It's true.
What
though.
Were you saying?
It's okay. So true.
Sure.
It's all like, right. Another note. Texting me the word indeed.
Yes. Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. No, you're right about the destination city. Because if we're going to expect people to travel, unless it is a place like we did in D.C. or the suburbs of D.C., when we have enough listenership here to fill a venue, we can
sold
do
out
that.
The State Theater, no
However,
problem.
If it's going to be elsewhere where people are going to have to travel,
we want them to go to that city.
Yeah, we need to have it. We need to make it be a place. You know what? Here are things that check that box.
Okay,
both Reno and Vegas check that box.
There are people that come to a Vegas show that would not be able to come to a Miami show. There are people that come to a Miami show that would not be able to go to a Vegas show.
The Vegas is an ultimate plus because Vegas is a town of hospitality. There's lots of flights going in, lots of flights going out. Yes.
What did you
love
say?
Love to see Adele.
Adele.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see us and Adele.
Yeah, she has a residency.
I mean, when you go to a Las Vegas show with us, thousands of events there and people would come to see our show on a Friday night and they would go or Saturday whenever we do our show and then they do a big show on that Friday night. Same thing could be at Miami, but Miami is just go out and roar. That's what Miami about, it's just a wonderful destination.
Is this even possible? You can tell me more maybe.
All right.
Havana, Cuba.
Oh,
I don't think
so. Now you get me excited. When you talk about international stuff like happening, a real destination where we, we're able to pull something off like that, who knows?
The sad thing about Havana is it is technically close enough for you to drive, but you'd have to get your tires wet.
Just get on the ferry.
This is true.
I don't think that
it's been relaxed.
It has been relaxed, but I think
to do a destination,
It might be tough. So.
Well, the dollar would go further, right?
See, now you're being silly too. Now you're.
Well,
we're not going to be able to do a live show in Havana. That wouldn't happen. The restrictions would probably be insurmountable, and you wouldn't want to put yourself through. You'd be the guy running point on it.
I know Spanish.
You speak Spanish.
Yeah.
If you pulled it's just difficult to get there. It's difficult for people to get there.
I think you just get on a plane and I think you go direct, if I'm not mistaken. Hasn't that changed?
I think there is. I'm going to see what the Cuban regulations are, but I think it's not easy to get there.
There's no need.
Kanye was just there, like last year with when he was still together with Kim.
He was in Havana?
Yeah.
Yeah, for like a vacation, right?
Because
there's a difference between going on a vacation and going as a tourist and going with 800 people that I feel like somehow I'd be responsible for.
In an unfriendly neighborhood, yes.
How do you know it's unfriendly? The Havana people, the Cuban people are known for their hospitality.
Not worried about the Cuban
music.
People. Worried about the Cuban government.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought the Cuban government has been like, you know.
Hey.
Tweaked.
Have you checked out Little Havana in Miami?
I don't need to if Havana's there.
But Little Havana would be, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about visas and passports and all that stuff. Why are we talking about this? Will we be able to do a live show before 2022 is out?
Yes, it just depends on when you want to do it.
Oh, because now you've got August in your mind?
What I wouldn't want is for us to sell a show out, and then there's some sort of COVID spike, and then we walk out to a half-empty theater.
The COVID discussion is a real discussion.
It's a valid discussion. Mm.
If there was, let me put it this way. If there was that level of concern over a COVID outbreak, our listeners would understand if we had to
reschedule.
No,
Mike, travel to Cuba for tourist activities remains prohibited by statute. However, the Department of Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control has issued a general license for 12 categories of travel that include foreign governments, intergovernmental relations, journalistic activity, professional research, and perhaps most importantly, public performance.
Woo!
So we could go. But the thing
Move
is...
Move over, Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, but the
we
thing is...
We could go to perform for the Cuban people.
Yeah, exactly. We couldn't have people travel with us.
I don't know
us.
What our demographics are in that market.
Unless they also booked themselves to a clinic, because you can go there for a clinic.
Okay.
Shtick international, though?
Shtick, I think that I could tailor a show for any country in the world.
Yeah. And we could wear
the international sounds of Mike O'Mara.
I could do the international flavor for any country in the world.
You come out dressed like Lee Strasberg.
We're talking about pure fantasy and what I want to do. I just love the idea of an international. The greatest moments in my career were traveling on an airplane with a bunch of listeners to a special place. Yeah. There were two big ones. I use this example all the time when I was working at WAVA with Don back in the heyday, where local radio stations would do massive promotions.
Yes.
Because they were able to finance them with local advertising dollars. It was a different world. And it was so special. We took a gaggle. I don't know what the number was, but it was definitely over 100 listeners to London, England.
I bet it was 105 listeners.
To the Prince's Trust Rock
That's
concert.
Right. That's right, yeah.
And it was one of... I look back on that, and we had access to the backstage. It was spectacular. The other thing we did, we took an entire 737 and filled that with listeners of WAVA and flew down to Dallas for a Washington football team Dallas Cowboys.
What about this? And stop me if you've heard this, please. And for those of you listening at home, I'm sorry. And for Steve.
Yes, I'm sure we'll get to our talking
guests. Simmerman, we'll get to you in 2 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, okay, blow the news out and we'll bring him in on the second segment.
Okay, perfect.
We rent, what is it, a 747? 737?
A 747 might be a little much.
737.
Let's keep the airplanes, Mike. If we're going to rent an aircraft, let's keep it one floor.
Yeah, but you know what, Rob? We've filled venues with
that's
that
what
many
I'm saying.
People.
Oh,
we could certainly put,
so,
you know.
So you tell me, is it
And also, we could probably get one cheap, because aren't they mostly out of commission?
No.
I think a 737
very
full of our listeners would be very reasonable.
Rob makes a great point, and this is why we're a great team. The MAX is still grounded somewhere.
Yeah.
The Boeing MAX in certain places.
The 737 MAX.
Yeah, so it's grounded, and it is a sunk cost for the Boeing Corporation. Like, they're doing nothing with it. We take a flight to nowhere just on the tarmac with our listeners and do a show in the MAX that's making zero money for the Boeing Corporation, but we do the live show in the plane. Bingo, bango.
We're up on a break, and we'll come back with more fun.
Lots of
more thrills. We have a talking head.
What? We do.
Printed out his information. Yeah. We'll get back to this.
But that was a winner.
At least now you know that I want to do a live thing.
But not necessarily on a grounded airplane.
No, I don't think that. That's not going to work. We'll be right back.
Ooh. I like baseball.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
I'm having a lot of trouble with Little League. I'm watching this other coach. He's loud. But the thing is, the kids are doing what he says.
First base, second base, third base, home.
Go to second. Go to second.
Second base.
Tell him to go to second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
It's not about the winning and losing at this stage, but at least come on.
There's no crying in baseball.
I'm trying to control it.
Catch all the exciting action of TMOS all season long in 5K.
Holy cow.
On Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Alexa, TikTok, and at MikeOmeraShow.com.
How about that?
I want to win.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. In order to calm inflation fears, the feds have raised rates with the largest single jump since 2000. Mm-hmm. So, what does this mean to you? You'll probably need a mortgage loan in the future. Divorce, pregnancy, kids move away, retirement, kids move away, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah.
All of these situations, plus many more, may indicate a need for a loan. When that happens, take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, you need to work with a company that you can absolutely trust. Mark and his team will make sure you're the best prospect to a potential seller, and they will obtain the lowest interest rate, all while giving you white glove concierge service.
Yes.
Call Cornerstone First Financial, voted one of the top 1% of mortgage lenders by Washingtonian Magazine, and the number one choice of TMOS listeners. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. So we will, perhaps off air, we will revisit this, Oscar. Mm-hmm. We will get back to it. And,
just a quick note.
Yeah. Think we can get a train cheaper than a plane?
From the control room, Boy says that if we're lucky, we can get Joel Rogers to pilot the flight to nowhere.
I'd be perfectly comfortable with Joel Rogers.
See if he can trade out a flight for 400 people.
See if he can steal one of those Delta flights, those big ones, those planes, rather, that we have. All right, we've made this gentleman wait long enough. I apologize. Let's bring in our talking head, Steve Zimmerman, not Zimmerman, Zimmerman. Like putting a nice pot on the stove and letting it come to a simmer. Mm-hmm. Steve Zimmerman has been with us since April of 1992. What a beautiful backdrop that is. Mm-hmm. Looks like Virginia to me, but I might be wrong. He has listened ever since, 92. It's a long time. Steve is 65, was born in Jonesboro, Tennessee. Okay, maybe that's the Smoky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And now lives in Kingsport, Tennessee. I was right. One of the Tri-Cities. Steve is single and childless, but has a cat named Winston and is a podcast listener from day one. He has lived many places, but initially found us when he lived in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I used to work there myself.
Yeah.
Working as a computer graphic specialist as a federal government subcontractor, Steve is a graphic designer with an MFA from SCAD in Savannah, Georgia. That is the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Yeah.
Am I right? Did I get that right?
Yes.
World famous.
One of the best.
Fantastic. He loves music, hates Luke Bryant, and sings in an award-winning, barbershop. Oh, wow. Chorus, which makes him an official barbershopper. He played trumpet badly with his high school band in the 1982 Knoxville World's Fair. He is currently a... Rob, is editing part of your world at all? I mean, this is 7 pages long that you're giving me here.
Man's accomplished.
Edit yourself occasionally, please.
Want to make sure you get all the highlights in, Mike.
All right. The trumpet... Yeah.
Is this when I say goodnight, everybody?
No, you don't have to say that. He is currently a college teacher teaching English and graphic design. He had to deal with virtual teaching and still does some art on the side. He is a self-admitted nerd, still has cassette tapes of the old show. He also enjoys art, literature, and creative writing. He once penned a novella. He refers to himself as a part-time polymath. What's a polymath?
Sort of a jack of all trades.
I asked Steve.
Oh,
I asked Steve. What is a polymath?
Yeah. Yeah.
Once again, or maybe for the first time. No, Rob is correct. It's. I say partial polymath is kind of a joke because polymath knows all kinds of things about, and I don't really know all, but
inch deep, mile wide type of guy?
Yeah,
is that what we're talking about?
No. You know, master of all, whatever. Master
Jack of
none.
All trades, yeah, master you, of none. Yeah. Thank you very much. You. He humbly requests Pony to stop speaking and just run the board in silence.
Well, no, but no. I retract that now, Mr. Bloom, because he boosted my gain, whatever that means.
Yeah, you left. Yeah,
very exciting.
I'm telling
His
you,
favorite
I,
podcast
I never felt
moment.
Better.
His favorite podcast moment, Mike's disastrous trip to Pier 1 Imports. I don't even remember that.
I'm still laughing. I mean, it's been 10 years, I think.
Oh my God, I forgot.
It's been hilarious. Anyway.
Favorite impressions are Arnold and Larry King, but Homer Simpson was the first one that blew his mind. Favorite thing about TMOS, the humor and the camaraderie. And he enjoys 2 degrees of separation from noted restaurateur James Cerrito. Intrigued you should be. Now here's Steve.
Steve,
hi, Steve. Simmerman. You know, it's funny when Rob says to me, well, he hasn't even come in yet. but yet we've never, you know, we've never figured out, Steve, we've never figured out how to, because it's a pony thing. We've never figured out how to bring people in. So technically, on a technical basis, we see your fine backdrop and your picture there. But it really should be, and now here's Steve, and then pop up. But that's never done. That's never done, no matter how many times I ask for it. But
well, it's done on the it's done on the final side. You see him before the audience.
You see something different.
Yeah. So he pops up when.
Oh, now I feel like Emily to tell it. Never mind. so a college teacher teaching English and graphic design. You've been a graphic designer yourself, and now you're teaching it, and that's what Rob's daughter's involved
yes.
in too. So, where do you teach?
Most recently here in the area, Northeast State Community College. So, a little shout out to them. We just finished like 2 weeks ago with classes.
I've heard a lot and inquired a lot about your state, because I've heard very, very good things about the state of Tennessee. Natural beauty, the live and let live kind of quality of the people there. It is an interesting world. It's different. Tennessee is a tremendously unique state.
It is. And well, as you probably well know, it's dubbed the Volunteer State. Do you know why it's called the Volunteer State?
The Manning Brothers?
What?
That's Louisiana.
Right.
The Volunteers, because they volunteered to fight the Yankees.
Pretty close. I'll give a half of a ding if I had I wish I had sound effects, but anyway.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can get something for you here.
Just the half one.
It's worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Turn your goddamn board up, Michael. All right, hold on a second.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, dang it, a boom.
Right, right. No, probably Still. Pretty accurate. I think it goes back actually to David Crockett, who literally grew up not too far from, now, of course, the sort of Photoshop enhanced picture behind me is one of my favorite places on my my family farm, the one in our family through the years, and that would be looking straight, I think, west, probably northwest towards the Blue Ridge Mountains. But David Crockett lived, grew up really as very young, probably till he was about a teenager, and just kind of ran off apparently, and just, you know, he was quite the character himself. Including running for office. He was a lawyer. He was a printmaker. There was all kinds of things David Crockett did. But anyway, I think it goes back to the Alamo, essentially, the volunteer thing, because he rounded up a bunch of Tennesseans from the hills that probably were pretty gnarly, you know, guys, basically, myself notwithstanding. But they, they work, and we know the end, unfortunately. Did not end well there in Texas, but they were ready, and that's one thing I've always enjoyed.
I remember it every day.
I remind you to.
Right.
Yes,
I tell you to. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just,
can you say one thing before we continue with this interview?
Sure.
You just say for my own entertainment? Can you please step out of the car, ma'am?
Oh,
Can you just say that for me? I just want to hear you say that.
Okay. Just that.
Can you?
Just
a quote, ma'am. I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
It does sound like a state trooper.
Yeah,
it sounds
okay.
So getting back to this, I've always been curious. I've never spent any significant amount of time in your state. Probably the only maybe I've driven through, maybe I've flown through. I spent a little time in Nashville. Has changed dramatically. Knoxville, Gatlinburg, great towns. It's
you've been to Memphis.
I've been to Memphis. I put that out of my mind.
Yes, of course.
That
oh,
part.
Wow.
But it's a cool place, and obviously you've loved it enough to stay there your whole life.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I lived short of about 10 years in North Carolina, but you know that's kind of water under the bridge now, and that's fine. My mom and all her family kind of grew up in Eastern North Carolina, so I had, you know, I've had some roots there and some family there, but yeah, pretty much grew up in East Tennessee. And fun fact, I guess, if I may, the state flag of Tennessee, I think personally, is one of the coolest state flags. And I have a t-shirt with it, but I couldn't find that to wear. But anyway, I thought that was a little over the top anyway for today. But the seal of the state is three stars, and that's supposed to represent the three distinct sections of the state. Because, you know, as you know, if you look at the map, it's very, very horizontal.
It long looks, and flat, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cake, a sheet cake, but with diagonal ends, if you will. So there's East Tennessee, which is really rolling foothills, as you can see behind me, and a lot of, you know, well, not mountain, but, you know, enough that you can see to appreciate it.
And what's your favorite part of the state?
Well, I've lived in Knoxville and Chattanooga, and I've got good friends in Nashville, and I've got, speaking of Memphis, I have a wonderful new great niece who just turned 3 months old, and her parents that live in Memphis. So I just got to see them, but I mean, it's a good haul. It's almost 10 hours, you know, from tip to tip if you run it. So
Oscar, you have a question?
The state of Tennessee is beautiful. I've driven through it before. Mm-hmm. I think Nashville's become, as Mike said, this new destination for not just tourists, but people to live and thrive.
With him on Zoom, you really should be saying Nashville.
Oh, Nashville. And I'm fascinated
by it. We could do a live show in Nashville.
I think it's possible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I would be there for sure.
Thank you. This is exactly where we're going. Does your barbershop quartet do openers?
Where they would open for us?
Yeah.
This is fantastic, Oscar. Yeah. I mean, really, I'd never even given, you know, I thought, well, I could maybe give a
in
plug.
In a heartbeat, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, we would be ready. I mean, we'd be set on go. Now, I say we, I'm just one little, you know, frog in the big pond. There's about 30 of us.
Wow. Even better. So it's like barbershop on a massive scale, like a barbershop choir, right?
Yeah. Right, right.
Chorus.
Yeah, basically.
Are you guys good? And, are you good?
Pretty good. You know, we
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Well, brag on yourself. Yeah, you just took home a trophy.
30 guys.
Yeah, we did. Actually, we went down to Alabaster, Alabama, which I never knew existed. And it's probably as you expect. It was middle of nowhere, but it was a really pretty town, small town. And we, in February, I think it was, won first place in the district chorus competition. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, do you find, because we don't think of Tennessee as a groundswell of support for this show, but I've been there, you know, to Nashville.
Sure.
I just love the idea.
Destination city now.
Yeah. That's a destination city now.
Who gets
Pigeon Forge.
Who?
Well, Dollywood.
Right,
Dollywood. Yeah, well, I do a live show. Yeah. I do a live show from Dollywood.
I bet they have an amphiethater.
And they probably do. And
not cheap.
Dolly, I love her to death, as I think everybody says in Tennessee. You know, she's done so much for literacy.
Saw a bumper sticker today, Steve, that said, "What would Dolly do?" I swear to God, I smiled. It made me smile.
Yeah. I've been to, I haven't participated in it, but about a year ago in Knoxville, downtown Knoxville, they had a Dolly Fest, and it was the whole weekend. And I mean, people of all genders dressed up as Dolly. I mean, it was fantastic. You know, I just saw a lot of them on the street. I happened to be there that weekend.
You didn't dress up?
How do you?
No, I chose not to. Okay. I mean, it was, you know, not out of any, compunction or whatever.
How do you harmonize with 30 other?
Yeah,
it's because you always think barbershop quartet.
Yeah. Right. Just, yeah. And it's a cappella. And Oscar, I think you know what that is.
I've watched the Bellas.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not Acapulco, but it's a cappella.
Yeah,
acapella.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, we're on the same page.
It's a bad old joke. But it is all without any instrumentation. Yeah. So I wondered myself, because I mean, prior to joining them, I've been in like small groups before and
barbershop theme?
No, actually not. This is like the first time really with barbershop. And there's some very interesting like chord progressions and things like that, not to get too specific. I don't even understand sometimes what we're singing.
Does it sound good? Does it sound okay?
It does. It's kind of like you're pitting a couple of different, not noises, but sometimes it's noises in practice, but you're pitting a couple of different kind of dissonant almost notes against each other, but because it's stacked, so to speak, of, you know, bass, baritone, lead, and then first tenor and second tenor, usually in the full range. It's
so
just,
is Dolly, by the way.
Hey, I want to tell you.
Hey. Exactly.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that there's a dissonant sound, because when a real good barbershop quartet clicks, there's almost a texture to them, if that makes any sense to the voices.
It
so
sure does.
When you talk about these five different voices that are combining in a large chorus, essentially, do you break the chorus up into fifths and you each sing a part, or is it more
almost
individual than that?
It is. It at all. It's kind of, I may be, you know, my friends in the chorus may, when they watch this, and I'm certainly going to get some added fans for your fan base.
But, all right.
Awesome. Love to hear that.
You know, in the area, but they may not discredit me, but they may differ. But I see it as sort of the soprano, alto, tenor, and bass plus at least one more.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's almost, instead of four part harmony, it's like six part harmony.
I bet it sounds great.
I bet
I'd
so.
Love to hear
what type of music?
Kid Rock.
Yeah, right. We tried to do some to appeal to Rob's demographic, like I mentioned. In our previous conversation, we won, so to speak, with Peg of My Heart, which is
classic.
And what was the other one? Oh, Lover Come Back. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I mentioned that, I'll tell a little on Rob, but you won't be surprised. He started, you know, he took a beat and immediately he knew like who wrote it and what musical it was in. Like, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, card-carrying certified dork.
That's me.
All the way. Absolutely. Steve,
I do what I can.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment.
No worries.
I think, I just picture that. God.
Right?
Yeah.
Just all those people
so
up
unique.
On the stage.
Do you have any YouTube videos or anything we can peek at?
I do. I can send you that link. In fact, you can hear both of those fine tunes.
I'd love it.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the website for people to check you out with that.
And Oscar, back to your idea. I mean, if I may, Bridgestone Arena is there.
Okay, noted.
I mean, it's large. I saw the Doobies there last fall, and it was fantastic. Now, we might, you know, I'm sure you all could fill up that arena, but, I mean, we could do a smaller venue. You
know, we can connect offline.
Yeah, we're realists, too.
Absolutely.
Smaller venues.
Well. Yeah, but also he should know that this fall we are going to be touring with Michael McDonald, just like the Doobie Brothers. So
you don't know me, but I'm your brother. We got to go. We're out of time. Who would you like to say hi to, Steve? Who would you like to say hi to?
Very quickly, I've already mentioned niece Eleanor and her awesome parents, Mark and Lauren, in Memphis, working west to east. I'll be quick. My brother Dave, his wife Leanne, and their three teenagers, count them, three all in the house together. Kevin and Courtney, great friends in Nashville, Knoxville. My niece Amanda, my nephew Alex and his wife Kenzie, and my brother Scott and his wife Amy. And then finally, not last but not least, is my brother Mary, her husband Ned, and my mom and dad, who are just down the road from me in Jonesboro.
That's cool.
You know what? You're the reason I love this segment. I love speaking to people from all over the country. And thank you so much for carrying the torch for the show in Tennessee. Absolutely. I really, really do.
A pleasure. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's Steve Zimmerman, everybody. I love it. It's really, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Love, love, love talking to people like Steve. I really, really do. Please, if you are interested in being a talking head, please contact Rob with two B's at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Include a phone number, yes.
Include a phone number, and you can be on that segment as well. I love it when it's just his life and his stuff. It's
so fantastic. Cool, right?
And barbershop. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bob Barker. I used to host The Price is Right, and now I'm retired. And I also lost my wife, Dorothy Jo, years ago. So when there's shopping to do, Dorothy Jo can't go to the grocery store. So what do? I use the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. And I get all the goods and services that I require, especially my pharmaceutical items. I get everything I need from that shopping center. That's how much it means to me. So, please think of Dorothy Jo and use the TMOS
think
shopping
of Dorothy
center.
Jo, Mike.
And what do so we stupid. Have for so William?
Stupid. So stupid. What?
It's just dumb.
Welcome back to
it's
the Mike.
We have to
do.
To
we have to set aside a dumb day to do more of this.
Yeah, I agree.
Whether you're going to be the groom in a wedding party or a lucky guest, everyone wants to look their best for a wedding. And with a custom fitted suit from Indochino, you will look great, feel confident, and you will enjoy the big day without fussing over your clothes. We're getting into wedding season. There he is. Oh, look at that ass. Fantastic. Choose every detail on a suit, shirt, dinner jacket,
how much
and
it meant
more
to me.
At affordable prices that may surprise you. Indochino offers it all, and every piece is made to your exact measurements. And you can customize every detail. Plus, they're always adding new pieces so you can stay on trend and in style. Explore their relaxed yet refined approach to spring suits with their new spring pastels. And Indochino suits start from just $429. And shirts begin at $79 with all customizations included. Oscar has used Indochino for years.
Loves it.
I have a beautiful blue Indochino suit, and you're going to love yours. If you've got a big day coming up, get the perfect look. It's no big deal with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Well, breaking this afternoon before we went to tape, Ray Liotta,
yeah,
the man himself, the Goodfellas guy that we all loved and made so many cool movies. He passed last night. Apparently, Ray was shooting a movie called Dangerous Waters on the island of the Dominican Republic. Or Hispaniola, I should say, the country he was in the DR. A source close to the actor told TMZ he passed in his sleep. Mm. We're also told there was nothing suspicious about the death and no foul play was suspected. Ray's fiance, JC Natolo, was with him in the DR while he was working on the project. And as of our taping today, we don't have any further information on that passing.
All the obits are mentioning Goodfellas. All the obits are mentioning Field of Dreams. I thought he was really excellent as Frank Sinatra in that Rat Pack movie that HBO made.
I did too.
And
I did
mean,
too.
And
he looks nothing like Frank.
No,
and it was
but he
amazing.
Really suggested Frank to me. And I have Mike, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't play this. Pony, this was such late breaking news. This is not censored. So those of you who are listening live will enjoy this scene from Goodfellas.
What do you mean I'm funny? It's funny. You know, it's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
What do you mean? You mean the way I talk? What?
It's just, you know, you're just funny. It's funny, you know, the way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
He's... Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, let me understand this, because I, you know, maybe it's me, I'm a little messed up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just... You know how you tell a story? What?
No, no, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the fuck am I funny? What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the fuck out of here, Tony. Hey.
That is, you know, Ray Liotta. All right, yeah. Ray Liotta, you know, when you really think about that movie,
yeah,
and people would be talking about him a lot, the amount of lifting that he did as a relatively young actor.
Yeah.
You know, you think about Joe Pesci, you think about Robert De Niro, you realize, though, that he carries that whole...
Yes.
That his character,
the final
is
act
so
is
perfect.
All him. The final act is all him. And if you believe the rumors, that was a scene that they improvised.
Improvised from start to finish.
But didn't tell the supporting characters around them they were going to do it.
Because they planned it.
Right.
Pesci and Liotta planned it, but they didn't tell any of the supporting cast members.
Which is why it's so great when the guy tries to interrupt.
Yeah.
Because it's real. It's like, what are you doing here? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Really, really special. Sorry to see him pass. Like many of us, Matthew McConaughey is tired of hearing about gun violence and mass shootings. Matthew was born in Uvalde, Texas.
I didn't know that.
This one really hits home for him. In a Twitter message he posted Tuesday night, he said, quote, "Once again, we have tragically proven that we are failing to be responsible for the rights our freedoms grant us. A true call to action now is for every American to take a longer and deeper look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what is it that we truly value? Amen, Matthew. How do we repair the problem? What small sacrifices can we individually take today to preserve a healthier and safer nation, state, and neighborhood tomorrow? We cannot exhale once again, make excuses, and accept these tragic realities as the status quo." He called on Americans to, quote, renegotiate our wants from our needs and rearrange our values and find a common ground above this devastating American reality that has tragically become our children's issue. And there's nothing I disagree with that.
Mm.
We need to. It's about need and want. It's all it's about.
You're solidly
right.
What
we want and what we need. You don't need certain things. And at least to try. At least to try and get above the absolute just tidal wave of BS that surrounds this. All right. And by the way, when you get accused, Ted Cruz, when you accuse somebody of having an agenda, yeah, I have a big fat effing agenda, and it's to not have children die and do anything possible to see that eventuality. That's my effing agenda, you prick. Thank you. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Johnny Depp was back on the witness stand yesterday to rebut the allegations of abuse that Amber Heard made against him during her testimony. Did you make it out to the trial yesterday, Oscar? Did you get a chance to stop by?
No, I did not. I was just jammed here, but I wanted to go.
Mike, what happened? I was there, but my armband slipped off.
They give you armbands.
Wristband,
right?
I should say wristband.
Yeah, armband.
Armband.
That's a Freudian slip right there, wasn't it?
Hey.
Armband for you. That's your other meeting that you go to.
Also found not guilty.
This is what he called her claims.
Yeah.
Tell him yourself, Johnny.
Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, brutal, cruel, and all false.
I heard that and I said, let's get that to Mike as fast as possible.
He's up on the stand. Kate Moss testified also via video link to deny a rumor that came up earlier in the trial that Johnny. Once pushed her down a flight of stairs while they were dating. Kate said she once slipped down some stairs and Johnny helped her. That's a big deal because they put that out there to besmirch Mr. Depp.
Didn't they find a blow poke in his basement?
Yes, they did. Yes, he did, Michael Peterson. Josh Duggar
noted scum,
bad guy,
was sentenced to 151 months
Thank
in
you,
prison
pony.
For receiving and possessing child pornography. That's 12 years and 7 months. He had faced a maximum of 20 years behind bars after authorities found at least 65 images of child porn on his computer, including a two-minute video that's best left undescribed. That's all I got. Josh pleaded not guilty and claimed someone else downloaded the disgusting content onto his computer. Duggar was previously accused of sexually abusing several underage girls, including four of his sisters. Goodbye. Enjoy your time in jail. There you go.
Oh, they'll That's love it. Him in jail, too.
Yeah, I think so. How would you rate your accuracy with self-checkout? I don't usually have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I refuse to do it.
Have you ever realized I love it when you make it, when you draw a line in the sand? You're so brave.
Yes, I am, Mike. I am. Even if the line is long.
That's where I draw the line.
I will not self-check out. Well, you're taking a job from a teenager.
Some Walmart locations are cracking down on self-checkout shoplifting and are issuing citations if people walk away without paying for all of their items. In some cases, people are stealing, and that's bad, but a report out of Arizona talked with people who claim they were cited for mistakes while handling a large number of items or dealing with children while checking out. In some cases, the police were called. One woman said it's because her mistake was more than $30. The sheriff arrested her for petty theft. Walmart said they are taking basic measures to control inventory, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever. I don't know, officer. I really thought I scanned those filet mignons, all 40 of them.
This is why Whole Foods and Amazon are going to win.
Yep.
Yeah, because they have the technology.
They got the technology. You walk out, they make you pay for it.
Exactly.
Bingo. Easy peasy.
And don't self-check out.
All right. I love this story. Bit of an oversight at a pizza joint in Wales called Welsh Italian Pizza. It's been around. Now, I almost hesitated to bring this to you because it's audio and you don't see the sign.
Right.
But it's been around since 2015. They're going viral after an event last month where they prominently displayed their website name in all caps. They had an outdoor booth where you could walk up and get pizza. And because of the all caps, the words in their name were a little hard to separate.
Sure.
They're all jammed together. Which was a problem because the last two letters in Welsh are SH and the first two letters in Italian are IT. And it spelled a certain four little
sure.
letter word. It was well, S word, and the rest of it looked like alien pizza.
Alien
well,
pizza.
Well, S alien pizza.
Well, I think that's exactly what I'd say.
Well, crap, alien pizza. It was funny when I looked at it. You have to look it up. It's somewhere out there. And now a little something something. There's a couple that phoned into the police in terror after finding a suspected murder victim in the woods, only to realize,
yes,
it was an abandoned sex doll.
That's sad.
Oh, man.
Vikram Dawson had stopped driving to pee when he came running back to the car in shock after spotting a naked body face down. He urged wife Sharia Vikram to call 911. Why is he Dawson Vikram and Sharia? The names are screwy. All right. This is what happens when you source things from overseas.
Yes.
They call the cops. Sharia went to have a peek and saw a bare leg sticking out of the shrubbery.
Look
That's
out.
She ran
Scary.
Back. She ran back to the car. They locked all the doors in the car and told police their story. The officer on the end of the phone was taking it very seriously, and they were told to stay there to give a witness statement. So the cops show up. As the family waited, a very suspicious bald man with neck tattoos slowly drove past before returning again
slowly.
15 minutes later. So now they're more scared.
Right.
Now, when police went to get the body, they felt that it was a bit light. And then that's when they realized it turned out to be a pale rubber sex doll.
Yes.
Now, also in the car were Sharia's Indian mother, Creedy, and the couple's two young daughters, Sasha and Maya. And they were buzzing with excitement, of course. The
sure.
moral of the story, when nature calls, please wait for a proper restroom facility to do your business.
Otherwise, you might encounter something that will brutally traumatize your entire family when it's a sex doll. There we go.
You know, when they found it, the doll looked surprised.
That's right. Those real dolls look real.
They do.
Oh,
but the real dolls are heavy. They messed up your back.
We had a guy on the show that did that.
Yes.
Right?
Private Island Beauties, Mike.
Bring them back. We'll be right back, everybody.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. Traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live.
Oh, really? Mike, that's to the all-time great.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We gotta freshen it up. Ever forward.
But that is that's so great, though.
I know. Does your lawn have weeds, air patches, or pet spots? You said pet spots at the same time I did. That was fun. It's like you're reading along at home. Sunday can help you solve all these problems and more. The easy way. They've got everything you need.
They do.
From fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn. It was a pain, but now I look forward to it. It's so easy. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy. I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. You go to GetSunday.com, you put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool will do the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan just for your lawn. It's delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. They use ingredients that you can feel good about that aren't going to poison things. Seaweed, iron, molasses, good stuff. Best of all, it really works. I've used it, I know, and it's easy. It takes about 15 minutes. You just attach it to your garden hose. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off full season plans. Start at just $129. And you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. We do not have a tremendous amount of time before we get Rob's audio vault, but I did want to double check again because Soundtown, sorry. I did want to find out any movement on your bike, on your electric bike at all. Is there any more news about this?
I have a phone number.
Oh,
the guy's number.
Yes, and I've left
or just the number to the booth.
No, I've left a message on a gentleman's cell phone twice.
Excuse me, sorry about that.
That I need to see a man about electric bike.
Mm-hmm.
I have not received a call back yet. We'll find out.
I can't
wait. Are we still advertising them, or were they a one-off?
Yes.
Are they?
We're still a one-off.
Well, I'm just checking. Sometimes
just because you didn't get one
electric e-bike, Mike.
Jeez.
Well, you know. Well, that's good.
I'm
that's
in
good.
There, and you know what? I'm mad now, too, because now I'm...
Now you're within the weight limit.
I'm in the, in the weight limit now, Mike.
Two things as far as the highways and byways down here. I have to tell you that today, what is normally the most uneventful moment of my day, the queue to drop my son off at his school.
I think you misspeak, Mike. There's always something going on.
Well, a dude comes in today. He's in a Nissan Maxima.
Nice.
And... we queue up all the way in the school parking lot, then down a driveway, and then it backs out into a two-lane road that comes out of a community, and it goes all the way out to the main drag. That's how long. It's way, way back.
If
you get there late, you're last in queue, whatever. That's how it works. So there is no room for a car on the left side. However, certain cars that are going to be in the office or they're going to do a special drop-off, they will crawl by on the other on the oncoming side, just if they're careful, because there's not a lot of traffic that comes in. This dude comes in at about 40 miles per hour.
Oh, no.
This guy, I see him out of my side view mirror, and how a head-on collision was avoided is beyond me. He locked his brakes up because he was flying.
Wow.
And obviously, you know, some guy that's dropping his kid off or something like that, and then the car coming out of the
it
community.
It wasn't the principal?
I see this guy come in. I swear to God. And then I'm looking up ahead, right?
Right.
And you see the brake lights just go like that. And he's looking at the car. And then I see this guy, the a-hole that was driving in. And he goes, just move out of the way.
Oh.
You know, who knows? You never know what somebody's going through, what their situation is. But
you can't
it was
beat the
dangerous.
System. I tell you what. I mean, it's bad when you see someone like using a quarter mile of an access road on a highway to like get ahead of the traffic. I can almost see that. But when you mess with the system of a school drop off, you're playing with fire.
Yeah.
Well, because you know who you are.
He flew out the other way. He came out 2 minutes later. He zips out again.
Yeah.
I'm so scary important. It was dangerous. And I rolled my window down and I showed him. I went, slow down.
Then did you mention you can do a show for any international audience?
Yeah.
Any audience in the world. I can do it. And the last thing I will tell you, I've been trying to get this on for a while. It's the old person right turn.
Okay.
Anytime you are on not an interstate, but any kind of road in the state of Florida, please beware, all right? Someone who's going to pull out in front of you, they're not going to do that kind of ease turn. They're going to do a right angle.
Sure.
They will pull out into their lane, putting both of their tires over the second lane or perhaps the oncoming lane.
Wide turn. They
will do the sharp right turn.
Exactly.
And it's as though they've never operated a f***ing automobile in their lives, and that's how they pull out with their Lincoln MKZ. It's like,
I would say, Mike, you would also see it in a Buick LaCerne.
Yeah, not an Enclave. Young people buy Enclaves.
Enclaves, yes. But the Lucerne.
Some young people
holding
buy
on.
A Lucerne, a Camry Solara.
Yes.
That's another one where you will see the direct, literally, it's like you can hear the power steering going.
A little bit of smoke out of the column.
Right turn. Yes. Love to see those. Always pass them. I go, S-A-D. Thank you very much. We got to take a break. We got to come back with Soundtown. Right here. And we've already played the Johnny Depp sound, so don't play that again.
But that can live in your board.
Ridiculous, humiliating.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We'll take a break and come back with Rob and Soundtown right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Soon to be appearing live in Miami.
How's your balance?
Yeah, you're kind of slow getting up from the bed. Yeah.
Rob.
And here is my walker. This is the deluxe folding walker. You're going to want to put tennis balls on it. Yeah.
Don't settle for just any mobility device. Step up to the Cadillac of home assist aids.
From Spiewak Industries, it's the new Dude Walker.
God damn it.
Shut in no more. Perfect for the convalescent that's hobbled, handicapped, or hampered.
Yes, the Dude Walker combines style and sophistication with solid support and stability.
I'm the dude.
You can get the new Dude Walker along with accessories like catheters and tennis balls from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the link and you'll be mobile in no time.
I'm walking here!
The new Dude Walker. Walk on!
Caution, some items may have shifted during flight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, let's face it, investing in the stock market seems exciting, but it's scary for a new investor. That is why you have got to check out Titan. As every investor knows, and as everyday investors, we get access to a marketplace of stocks, but we're competing against the big guys, institutional investors.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have access to the good stuff, the good report, the exclusive stuff, stuff that keeps the rich richer, multiple portfolios, experts, investment vehicles. With Titan, you have a personal investment team to research and invest for you so that you can aim to outperform the market. With Titan, all it takes is $100 to start. Deposit your money, select one of their portfolios, and that's it. Titan aims to grow your investments at least 15% annually, net of fees, which could mean doubling your wealth every 5 years. I haven't had a chance to try Titan yet, but it sounds pretty awesome. Check out Titan if you want to aim to be the smartest, wealthiest investor you've ever been. Hit up titan.com/TMOS to get $50 when you invest with Titan. You must go to this URL or you will not get the $50 and they won't know that we sent you. That's $50 when you go to titan.com/TMOS and invest with Titan. This is a paid partnership with Titan, and at the time of publication, I am not yet invested in Titan's strategy. Now, without further ado, let's bring him in.
Sound.
Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
I normally make sure you have your explosion ready, but I know you do because I heard it earlier. Mike, this is big news for the people in the state of Virginia.
Oh, well,
you blew it up in advance?
A little early.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, that was just a friendly fire.
Finger on the trigger.
Hey, stop it. I believe we are the sixth state. Virginia is the sixth state to have a case of monkeypox.
Here it comes.
Okay, I like him already.
You'll get the scariest outbreaks from people that you meet. You get the pox from a monkey.
No, crap.
I knew it. I went much longer than I thought you would, though.
You can't do it, right? Hey, we're the monkey pox.
No, you can't. No. I got the pox from a monkey. That's
I
no
got
good.
The pox from a monkey.
No.
Shut up.
All right. Garbage. Snoop Dogg, good guy.
Garbage.
Hey, what do you think of this parody record?
Garbage.
Okay. Snoop Dogg, good
that's
guy.
That's going to be isolated. You got Jim Amato right now that's like already sampled that.
That's right. We must use this.
Yep.
Snoop Dogg was asked, what's the biggest job he ever turned down?
Oh, wow.
And this is amazing to me.
One of the craziest deals I turned down, it was $2 million to DJ for, I think it was a Michael Jordan event. And I never met Michael Jordan. I want to meet him, and I want to meet him on a different, I don't want to meet him on no, I'm out there DJing. I want to, like, meet him as
boss
a fan.
The boss.
Yeah, as a fan, yeah. As a boss. It's like, Mike, I love you since North Carolina. I'm a big fan of yours. I love what you do. You're one of the greatest to ever do it. Give me a couple of secrets on how you did this. Can I get a picture with you? You want to smoke a blunt? Hey, man, it's been real.
You know what? For $2 million, not only would I DJ it, I'd carry my own milk crate of records. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, milk crate of records. That's an old reference.
We've all done it. We've all done it. Mike, until this morning, I thought the most covered song in pop music history was Yesterday by the Beatles. Mm-hmm. It is not. Do you know what the most covered song is?
Stand By Me.
That's a good guess. It's older than that, though.
Oh, yes. Happy Birthday.
No, well, that's really not a pop.
All right, let me give
it
one more guess, because I'm thinking about this right now. The oldest.
I'll give you a hint.
It's older than Stand By Me.
It's 1935. It's a Gershwin melody. But it has some current legs, because it wasn't all that long ago that it
putting
was.
Putting on the Ritz?
No, Mike.
Dancing in the Rain.
It's summertime.
Like the Will Smith Summertime?
No.
Really? God, that's the original version.
Is that the original lady who debuted it on stage in 1935? But of course, Mike, and I'm very sort of selfish in bringing this up.
She sucks.
Yes, she does. You know who I liked singing it, Mike, was Fantasia Barrino.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You used to do an impression of Fantasia.
Oh, if you ask, I must.
So Rob does an impression of...
You remember her from American Idol, sure.
This is Rob's impression of Fantasia singing Summertime.
Right. My first time hearing that.
God, then it's been 11 years. Oh, man.
No.
It's like the 4th of July. Let's close with this. Mike, I know you like Ricky Gervais or Gervais. I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to play Fantasia's Summertime.
No, I just sang it. That's all.
Okay.
That's why it was selfish.
It's live.
All right.
All right. He has a new special on Netflix, Ricky does. And this is his opening joke, and he's a delight. So let's close with Ricky as we do the SoundTown thing.
It's not a show. There's no dancers or jugglers. It's basically a bloke talking, which is essentially what stand-up comedy is, isn't it? A bloke talking. Sexist. What about all the funny female comedians? Like, No. I'm not doing that. Okay, right. That was irony, okay? There's going to be a bit of that throughout the show. See if you can spot it, okay? Now, that's when I say something I don't really mean for comic effect, and you as an audience, you laugh at the wrong thing because you know what the right thing is. It's a way of satirising attitudes. Like that first joke, I use the old-fashioned sexist trope that women aren't funny. Now, in real life, I know there are loads of funny women. Like, I did it again. Well spotted. Good.
Well spotted. That's all I got,
that's
Mike.
That's awesome. I love that. That's awesome.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
That's Sound Town, and we want to thank our wonderful talking head,
Steve Simmerman.
Stephen Zimmerman. We'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, so please check that out. And if you want to be a talking head, yes, Rob, what?
I was going to say, tomorrow on the bonus show, don't miss the Hanger Challenge.
Oh, the Hanger Challenge, yes. On the bonus show tomorrow. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
If you'd like to be a talking head, please reach out to Rob with two B's at michaelmarischow.com and include a phone number.
It's such a pleasure to meet these people. What? It's a pleasure to talk to you guys, so please,
right, just shut up. I'm trying to end the show, okay? Please, for the love of God.
How you been?
Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow for, for Oscar and Chats-a-Lot. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Miami.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, brutal, cruel, and all false.
Pigeonhole!